to Sarah Sims. Sarah controls it back to Maya in the middle of the field.
Yep, giveaway.
And taken away there. Maddie Perkins with the ball crosses it over to Herndon. Herndon outside to Diaz. Diaz at midfield on the left side working against Ayla Harris there. Maya picks that one off, pushes it up. Eliza nicely out ahead to, yeah, Ayla Harris, and it just got a little away from her. Ayla couldn't quite catch up with that. It'll be Pioneers football on the sideline. Am I supposed to say Pioneers football?
Probably just go with Pioneers ball.
I think so.
From what I understand, we want to on the Pioneers, we want to watch their wings on the forward. That's where their speed is supposed to be.
Especially on the left side, I think. I think it's number 11. Might be Herndon, Riley Herndon there. Ball pushed way upfield by the Warriors, but controlled there by number 14, Sanchez. Christensen for the Warriors ahead to Sims. Sims on the left side. Give a little give and go there, but they can't control it between her and Eliza. And now it's Maddie Perkins with the ball on the right sideline. Midfield, Herndon. Herndon pushes it back up the right side. Christensen trying to stay with Perkins there and does. Gets the ball back to 80 Nisely, player of the year in the West Valley. 80 pushes it up the left side and out of bounds, trying to get it to Sims. So this is when you guys can just chime in and say whatever you want.
You could see a little bit of that speed there on the wing when McLaughlin there was having a little bit of a breakaway.
80 pushes it way ahead. Eliza trying to get back on it, and it is knocked away, but Eliza chases it down to the left corner. Eliza crosses it to the middle. Oh, it's Harzma. Oh, can't quite control it. Yeah.
Great cross.
Harzma being marked by Ramos there. Could not quite get it, but, yeah, great shot there by Eliza. Pushing up the left side is Diaz, picked off by Harzma. Ayla Harris battling up there. Ball taken away by the Pioneers and pushed out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball.
Clearly, they've got almost every one of their people forward.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nobody back.
80 yeah. Over to Ayla Harris. Ayla trying to get it past number 3, Ramos, over there. Gets to the sideline, to the middle, and it goes off the shin of one of the McLaughlin players. It'll be a corner kick for the Warriors. Maya Harzma will take this, the right corner kick. Warriors going right to left in front of us to start in this first half. That's south to north.
See, most teams into the middle.
Yeah, that was
Harzma
corner
with
kick.
Great Harzma control on that, yeah.
Great
yeah.
corner kick. Cool.
Eliza takes the kick Give from the go. Goalie over to Harzma, shoots, and it bounces just in front and taken by the goalkeeper there. That's Giguere, I believe, is the goalkeeper's last name.
Can I guess she probably wished she had a little more on that one.
Yeah. Ball pushed up by Giguere, taken there at midfield. And a nice job by McMullen to knock it away and force McLaughlin to kind of reset. Arroyo pushes it up to Eliza. Eliza head to Sims on the left wing. Sims chases it down. Eliza circling back around her. Oh, and I think Sarah thought she was leaving it for her. Now Eliza ends up with it anyway. Back out to Sims. Sims in this far left wing here near the sideline battling. Pushes it forward, and it's kicked away over the head of Christensen to midfield, picked up right there by Arroyo. And Arroyo pushes it out of bounds on the left side.
It's kind of interesting. They're holding a lot of their players back, and they're not known for that on McLaughlin.
Right. Christensen with the ball in the backfield. Nice job there by number 10. Gets it up to Herndon. Herndon pushes it through. McMullen knocks it away. Herndon chases it down on the right front. Here, right wing, back out on top to Martinez. Number 10, Martinez centers the ball up high. I don't have an 18 in my score sheet, so I don't know who that is. 18 works to the left wing outside of the keeper box.
Kicked it out of bounds.
Or outside of the free kick box and puts it out of bounds. They take it in, and McMullen knocks it away, pushes it up. It's taken there by McLaughlin just across midfield. Ramos centers it. Christensen knocks it away for the Warriors, and then 80 Nisely pushes it back up across midfield. Back and forth we go. Arroyo now controls it in the backfield for the Warriors. Sends it up to Christensen across midfield. Christensen pushed that one a little long on her dribble there. Got a little out in front of herself. They get the ball back across half court to Arroyo with a good steal there on Perkins. They battle. Arroyo gets it back, pushes it up the sideline. Sims takes it just across half. And it trickled away from Guguerre, the goalie.
About one more step.
Oh,
she would have.
Eliza with the first shot on goal for her, or second shot on goal for her, I guess. Harzma, right side, Harris. Back to the middle. Eliza, ooh, couldn't handle that. Tried to use the foot to control it as it was coming across. Arroyo clears it up to, yeah, McLaughlin resets it. Then Arroyo steps back in, gets it up to Eliza. Middle of the field, can't control it. Harzma does, though. Harzma, just outside the free kick, gets pushed from behind. No call, breaks loose, and just missed with the left foot. Just wide. Boy, it looked like she needed to go right foot there, but the left foot was the one that was convenient, and she just hooked it.
Yeah, if you're dominant foot, your right foot, that left foot's a tough one to switch.
80 nicely knocks it away. It's down by the free kick box there, and then Eliza comes in and just takes it away. Eliza pushes across the left side towards the goal. It's knocked away. Good defense there by number 7, Gomez. And then 80 comes in, knocks it away from Gomez. Can't quite save it. Goes out of bounds along the end line.
Be a goal kick.
It amazes me, the two Knisely sisters, amaze me how much they can run up and down the field and they don't seem to get tired.
The older I get, the more that amazes me, Jerry. Not that I could ever run like those two. But I could on a basketball court. I could run all day. And now that looks impressive to me. Any running. A little battle of a free ball in the middle of the field here. Arroyo comes up from her defensive back position, pushes it back up to 80. She tips that one on, but there's a job by Caden Christensen to knock that pass away at the free kick box. Harzma, middle of the field. Oh, off of 18. That was a hard glancing shot, or off of 12. Herndon, they push that forward. Warriors knock it back to midfield. Ledesma, 80 nicely over to Maya, up to Eliza. Eliza, midfield, pushes it back
nice
up.
Power.
Here we go. Ayla. So, it's going to be Pioneer ball. 10 minutes gone here in the first half. No score. Warriors have had, what do we have, Ron? Three shots on goal? Four shots on goal so far. Ball up to midfield. 80 pushes it over to her left. Caden gets it to Sims. Sims back to the middle. Eliza, good ball control there. Back over to Caden. Caden tracks it down on the left wing. Pushes it ahead. Sims way up on the left side now. Crosses. Puts that thing to Eliza. Eliza back to the middle. Just past Maya there. Just a little bit on the top side of Maya as she was fighting for position near the top of the free kick box. It's going to be cleared out of there by Carrie Sims out to the middle. Eliza tracks it down back to 80. 80 trying to get it back to Eliza. And Eliza knocks it away over to Harzma. Now Arroyo at midfield tips it on to Northrup. Warriors having a hard time finishing what they're starting there. They're getting in deep and just having a hard time with that final pass. It's a long clear.
Should be a goalie.
Kylie's going to come up and take that one. Wasn't really a shot there. It was just kind of a long clear, almost an icing, if you will, in hockey. Job by Kylie. Gets it up. McMullen knocked away from her. Push back up. This is Herndon. Riley Herndon, the middle, knocked away by Arroyo. Good clear there. 18 with the ball, pushes it back over to Diaz. Diaz tries to center it. Arroyo again. Arroyo's been everywhere out there. Pushes up to the middle. 12 takes it. And there's Maya getting in on the action. 80 clears it. This will be a foot race. Eliza out in front. It's going to be one-on-one with the goalie. Eliza with the left foot. Scores! Goal! Eliza Knisely! What a play! Who had the assist on that?
one of our main strengths.
What a pass, though, just to push that up and let Eliza. There was so much room back there because they had all pushed up near midfield. And that'll make them want to keep more people back, won't it?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see if they pull back here.
They started out pulled back.
They did.
And then they kind of start creeping up, wanting to play their game, right?
Well, the price you pay by having your people playing defense is that offensively you just don't have enough people to outnumber.
Yep. They push this one ahead, way out on the left side, outside of the free kick box. The ball glances off of Emma Northrup and out of bounds. It'll be Pioneer ball far side in their,
A bit of slippery.
Yeah, you're starting
there.
To see a little bit of that turf come loose, aren't you?
The field's in great shape, though.
Well, yeah.
It's not soggy and sloggy.
No, but it is wet, and those areas where people are doing a lot of cutting, pretty soon some of that turf starts to get a little looser, and you'll see it's a little more slipping in the second half. 80 clears it again. Harris with it near midfield on the right side. Oh, did not realize she... Next dead ball. Warriors get it in. Harris battling. Gets it midfield to 80. Tips it on to Eliza. Eliza battling with two white jerseys there. Back to 80. 80. That ball knocked loose from her. She's taken to the ground by Herndon. No call there. Good job by Caden Christian to come up and take the shot from Herndon along the left sideline and knock it out of bounds in the backfield. The throw in from Herndon, different Herndon, Cadence. This one's free. Here goes Eliza. It's one on two. She centers it back over to trying to center it. Might have Sims. Sims tried to go back to Eliza. Should have just taken the shot on the left side. Sims pushes out to the left side. Back to, tried to go back to Eliza. Eliza was a little higher, but they kick it out. It's taken by 80, and that is glances off of 12. Almost went in. A good save there by Guguerre. Wow.
And a bulldog
so
on defense.
Strong. And a good steal there by her on the side of the free kick box. Ball's loose. 80's got it now on the right sideline. She's going to clear this out towards midfield.
Ooh,
ball's loose, but nobody back there with it. It's going to be tracked down by Cadence Herndon. Herndon over to Ledesma. Ledesma pushes up the middle of the field, but Northrup clears this ahead. Eliza heads it. Now, I don't know what you call that. Trying to set herself up with a header to her foot. So as I use left and right sidelines, I'm talking about to the team that has the ball. There's a ball loose. 80. Oh, almost had it. We're going to have a handball right there, right? Or a trip. Calling it on Eliza.
Maybe.
They got her for a trip. I guess maybe that's what they think caused the handball. The girl went down kind of on top of the ball.
Yeah, there was collision. You could have called that either way.
14, Sanchez pushes it up the right side and out of bounds. Nope, not out of bounds. Sorry, somebody's got it. They're on the other side of the pop-up tent there. We can't see that close to the sideline.
It was 80 nicely. There's quite a few little pushes going back and forth here. They're
playoff soccer.
Yeah, they're playing hard.
89, they'll have the free kick in the middle of the field about, 30 yards out. How far is the top of the free kick box, Jerry, from the goal? Do you know? Is that 10 yards?
I think it is.
So we're at about 25 to 30. Free kick, takes a shot. Oh, almost!
Corner.
She shot for that left lower corner, knocked away by Guguerre. So it'll be a corner kick. 89, or Eliza Nisley will go take that one. What a great attempt at a shot there from 30 yards out.
I told you, I've seen the Nisley sisters shoot from quite a distance, and they definitely can put the laces to the ball.
Ron, no moving around.
Just leaning forward.
Any kind of rebound that got loose. Guguerre, nice job getting her hands on that ball. Herndon with it at midfield. Riley Herndon. Long kick up the right side. This is what they want to do, get out in a race, but Kylie Kendall comes out of her goalie box and takes that one easily there. Her kick up to towards midfield. Nice job by 80. Controls it over to Christensen. Caden centers it back over to McMullen. McMullen could not get loose from two white jerseys there, Herndon and number 18. They send it up. It'll be Arroyo. Arroyo is going to push it out towards the right side. And it goes out of bounds off of the Warriors. So it'll be Pioneer ball just above the right corner here to our right.
Got a sub coming for them.
Looks like they're running about the same form we do, where they're keeping four backs back.
Halfway through the first half, 1-0 Warriors in this second round state playoff game.
The sub we missed that came in for Amity was Claudia Juarez, number 16.
Okay. She's a defensive or midfielder. Who'd she come in for?
I wasn't watching that one.
Well, it looks like she's pushed up quite a ways as kind of a midfielder there. Ball off of 80 nicely and out of bounds. Back here in this right side, about 10 yards up from the corner. One, it's a nice foot pass. Race. Sims up the left side. No, it's going to be taken by 80. 80, back to Sims. Sims, oh, could not get the shot off. She was about 8 yards out. Over to Harris. Harris sends it towards the goal, but to the right side and out of bounds.
Don't get confused now. 27 is Eliza.
I know.
But you said 80.
Eh, I might have. But I'm not confused, but my tongue might be wrong.
They do have numbers, so we can... If they didn't have numbers on,
it'd be a little tougher.
Yeah, they look alike.
Except that 80 has white sleeves, so that helps.
Yeah.
At first glance. Out. Yeah, you don't see Emma miss a ball very often. That one took a higher bounce than she was thinking. Juarez with it near midfield. Oh, can't handle it. Good hustle there by McLaughlin. They clear the ball over to the right side. Caden Christensen. Oh, just mishit that one off her left foot. Hanging shot. 18 at midfield, knocked away by Juarez. 18 gets it back, sends it up with the left foot. Christensen looking to chase this one down in a foot race with Perkins. Perkins ends up with it. Perkins by the right corner of the free kick box, and then tried to slide and kind of kick it towards Kylie in the goal, but it went out of bounds along the end line.
Yeah, I think the ground may underneath is a little bit solid still, and that the top has that moisture on it, and so those cleats hit that hard pack and the slick on top. And
number 12 Hernan's coming in for Martinez.
Hernan gets a break, and now they're rotating some midfield and forward players.
They're not very deep over there on that bench. Of course, there's a limit, isn't there, for playoffs?
Yeah, I don't know how many you can carry. Probably 16 or 18, I would assume. 80 gets it into Carey Sims. Sims pushes it up the right side. Oh, out of bounds. Couldn't control that one. Trying to get it ahead. Oh, Ayla was all kind of turned around there and couldn't control that. Ends up back in the control of Gomez. Gomez centers it over near midfield to 18. 18 works it up the left side with her left foot. Sends it up. Now they recenter it by the center circle. There's a push ahead, but this one will be handled by Kylie. No pressure there. They've done that about three or four times. They just don't have anybody fast enough to outrun the defense to get there.
No.
They're not even close. I'm not calling them.
No, those aren't shots. No, they're not shots.
No, they're not shots.
They're more like icing, just kind of clearing the ball.
Seems like their strength is more midfield, and then they kind of run out of steam after they get it past midfield.
Right. Harris on the right side, battling over there, still battling with number three, Ramos.
Ooh, nice play.
Pushes it ahead to Eliza. Eliza, oh, you got to take the contact on that. Need a little flop out of Eliza. Ball taken away by McLaughlin. McMullen gets it back to Eliza midfield there. McMullen tries to send it over to 80. Nothing there. Picked off by number 12, Cadence Herndon. Up the right side, she and 80 battling. 80 ends up with it and keeps it alive. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza one-on-one. Can she get this shot off? They bring some
nice
help.
Move.
She crosses over the right foot, takes a shot off the head of 14, Sanchez. Oh, she wound up, and Sanchez shaken up after that one. That
had
some momentum on it, man.
Yeah, that had some heat on it for sure.
Boy, that was a golden opportunity. I thought she was gonna drill that one. Eliza back to the middle. And another, just putting some pressure on. You had Harris crashing from the right side and Sims from the top, but a good job by Guerrero to take that ball on one hop. And then the ball goes out of bounds on Guerrero's kick. Diaz couldn't handle that. And so it'll be Warrior ball on the other side, about 20 yards our side of midfield. Warriors.
Throw in.
Throw in there. Controlled by the Warriors near midfield. Emma Northrup pushes it up to the middle. Picked off there. 18 with it. They push it up the middle of the field. Northrup's there.
Ooh.
Oh, 80 and 11. Riley Herndon had a kick collision there. And I think Herndon got the worst end of that.
You could hear that from up here.
80's foot and Herndon's shin, so it'll be
they do have shin guards on, but they guaranteed do. It hurts.
Oh, that still hurts.
That hurts.
I used to have some bruises underneath those shin guards every once in a while.
Martinez will kick it from the center circle on the free kick. Sends it long middle. Northrup bodies it, controls it. Arroyo up to 80. 80 pushes ahead to Juarez. Juarez leaves it for Harris on the right side. Harris getting close to midfield. Crosses back over. Good footwork there and tries to go back to a right and does. Gets past Diaz. Or Ramos, excuse me. Pushes it ahead. It's a foot race up there, but it's too far ahead for Eliza to get to it. But they send it out of bounds on the side. So the Sims battling there. Trying to work to the left. Being pushed hard there by Herndon. Herndon ends up with the ball. But Eliza steps in and takes the steal. Eliza near the end line, centers it again. This one off the knees of the defender. Eliza still battling in there. Warriors with it. Sims out to 88.
Possession is paying off.
Yep.
Yeah, slow. Yep. That's one of the things he told me is I just have to, when it's congested back there, just get them to slow down.
If you can create a little chaos up there by the goal and keep players starting to move around and panic a little bit, good things happen.
Yep.
2-0 Warriors, 10 minutes and some change to go here in the first half. McMullen controls the ball. The midfield. Oh, a little miscommunication there. The Warriors are going to get a free kick from just across midfield as Harris was taken out by 16 Martinez.
It was legal.
Martinez with a little lower center of gravity. What wasn't legal? It wasn't a yellow card.
No, he didn't bring out the yellow card. She's getting a little bit of a lecture.
It was a good hip check, though.
It was a standard foul, but it was a hard one.
Yeah.
Photographer away from the end line there a few feet.
Yeah.
I thought he was holding up a red card at him. I guess it's a red whistle or something. I don't know what that is. All right. Warriors, the free kick, 80 up the middle. Eliza takes it just outside of the free kick box over to McMullen. McMullen couldn't get back to it. Controlled by Well, adjusted for computer time, maybe
that's
not.
That's 10. 10's coming back.
10's coming in. That is
Martinez.
Johanna Martinez. 16 is Sinai Martinez. Inbounding this is Maddie Perkins. Throws it in, and it is Martinez right away. Comes into the game and immediately controls the ball. Arroyo clears it up to 80, or Eliza, excuse me, Eliza controls it on the left side. Look at that speed, folks, up the left sideline. Controls the ball all the way to the end line. Now crosses, and the ball kicked out, but it's going to be 80 with a shot. It's loose in front. It's still loose. Harris battling. It goes out of bounds off of McLaughlin. It'll be a Warrior corner kick. Great job by 80 to put that ball right back where Harris could do something with it.
There's a few times I wonder if we had one of our forwards that'd sneak a little more back post if there'd be a few of those.
And go with a little longer kick on that. Yeah. Rolls on the left wing. Oh, knocked away from her. Now she'll chase it back down closer to the corner, and she is taken out hard. No call there. The ball picked up by Herndon.
But she's right back in it.
She is, and it goes off of her towards the baseline. Now she's got the steal. Crosses it. Ball's cleared out of there, out towards the top. It's going to be McMullen on the left angle. McMullen to 80. Tries to feed Eliza down low. Eliza chases it down and saves it. Crosses it. Again, handled by McLaughlin. Back out to McMullen. McMullen battling. Gets it knocked away by Martinez. Gets it back. Feed side. Juarez will chase it down near the sideline. Nope, leaves it for Harris. Harris with the ball. Warriors front field here. Nice fake. Pushes ahead. Trying to cross that, but didn't get much on it. Was looking for Eliza there. Ball goes out of bounds to the Warriors.
So Maya's been out. Harsman's been out for a length of time here.
This is true.
Yeah, could be just getting her a little bit of rest.
She has some asthma issues.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
But you also have a 2-0 lead.
Yes.
So there's no, you don't feel any urgency, right?
No.
And you're going to play again on Saturday if you win this. So, you know, getting some rest for somebody like Maya is not a bad thing. There's a little battle for the ball. Eliza comes out of there with it. Imagine that. Towards the corner, tries to cross it. I-80 with it. Takes it off the shin of the defender, Martinez. And controlled by Guerre, the goalie. Guerre up towards midfield. Controlled there by Herndon. Herndon dribbles her way through some traffic. Sends it to the right side to Perkins. Back to the middle, McMullen. McMullen ahead to 80. She tips it forward to herself. Feeds herself down that left side. Chases it down. Now crosses that. Tries to center it back up. Picked off there by Herndon. Perkins tries to feed Herndon. Nice job by Christensen. Yeah. Warriors kind of battle up there in the backfield of McLaughlin here. Putting a lot of pressure on the defense to stay back. I mean, they just have nobody even close to pushing up and threatening here. 18 with it. Sends it ahead. Carrie Sims controls on the right side. She'll send it forward to Harris. Harris with it. Cross midfield. Harris feeds Juarez. Juarez. Ah, she's a little too tentative there. Waited too long. Back towards the middle. McMullen battling with 18 there. Gets it back to Juarez. Ball's loose. McMullen to 80. 80. Lost that one to 18 there. A little ratty here at midfield. There's a touch on. Picked up by Northrup. She clears it. Back across midfield. Herndon pushes up through the middle. Towards the right side. 80 marks her. Her pass ahead. Picked up by Christensen. Christensen back to 80 nicely. 80 will just clear that. I don't think she was trying to do that. She's trying to send it up to Sims on the left side and went out of bounds. Kind of I thought Harris was going to have a nice touch on. Oh, she does. Harris up the right side, crosses back over towards midfield, trying to feed Eliza back to Harris. Harris, trying to little give and go. There's Eliza with it. Eliza bumped off her mark there, pushes towards the right side, leaves it for Harris. Harris back to Eliza, midfield. Crosses back to Christensen. Can't get to it. Knocked away by number 10, Martinez. Now 80 with it. 80 up the left side. Sims takes it. Crosses over. Leaves it for Christensen. Christensen trying to go back to Eliza there. Was knocked away by Cadence Herndon. The battle on that right, on that left side. Knocked out of bounds by Sims.
It's tough to get back there. I've been counting, and when we get back there, they have a minimum of six people pulled back on the defensive end for McLaughlin.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. 2-0 Warriors in this second round of the OSAA 3A and below soccer playoffs. This is actually a good strategy for the Warriors. Just keep kicking it out of bounds, burn the last couple of minutes, get back in, get reset at halftime. Ball ahead to Riley Herndon. She pushes it up the field. Northrup will control that. Northrup way in the backfield here on the right side. Kicks it out of bounds. Hit Dyer with it. That'll be an extra lap. Quick throw in there by McLaughlin. Filling the pressure with a minute 30. 18 with the ball. Pushes it ahead. Kylie will take it. No. It's got to be between the goalposts to be technically a shot on the... It actually has to go in if she doesn't make the save. So they don't get a shot on goal yet. We're not giving it to them. It's zero shots on goal. Eliza heads that one on and then turns and almost got back to it. That's and they're going to get Eliza with it. Was it? No, they're going to say it was on McLaughlin. So 80 quickly pushes it ahead. There goes Eliza. Can't quite get to it. Ooh. Oh, my. What? That's fast break soccer right there.
Yeah,
it is.
As soon as she realized what was going on, Eliza took off up the field. 80 marked the ball, sent it on ahead, and it was just about maybe 3 yards too far. I thought Harris was going to have a nice touch on. Oh, she does. Harris up the right side, crosses back over towards midfield, trying to feed Eliza back to Harris. Harris trying to little give and go. There's Eliza with it. Eliza bumped off her mark there, pushes towards the right side, leaves it for Harris. Harris back to Eliza, midfield. Crosses back to Christensen. Can't get to it. Knocked away by number 10, Martinez. Now 80 with it. 80 up the left side. Sims takes it. crosses over, leaves it for Christensen. Christensen trying to go back to Eliza there. Was knocked away by Cadence Herndon. The battle on that right, on that left side, knocked out of bounds by Sims.
It's tough to get back there. I've been counting, and when we get back there, they have a minimum of six people pulled back on the defensive end for McLaughlin.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. 2-0 Warriors in this second round of the OSAA 3A and below soccer playoffs. This is actually a good strategy for the Warriors. Just keep kicking it out of bounds, burn the last couple of minutes, get back in, get reset at halftime. Ball ahead to Riley Herndon. She pushes it up the field. Northrop will control that. Northrop way in the backfield here on the right side. Kicks it out of bounds. Hit Dyer with it. That'll be an extra lap. Quick throw in there by McLaughlin, filling the pressure with a minute 30. 18 with the ball. Pushes it ahead. Kylie will take it. No. It's got to be between the goalposts to be technically a shot on the... It actually has to go in if she doesn't make the save. So they don't get a shot on goal yet. We're not giving it to them. It's zero shots on goal. Eliza heads that one on and then turns and almost got back to it. That's and they're going to get Eliza with it. Was it? No, they're going to say it was on McLaughlin. So 80 quickly pushes it ahead. There goes Eliza. Can't quite get to it. Ooh. Oh, my. What? That's fast break soccer right there.
Yeah,
it is.
As soon as she realized what was going on, Eliza took off up the field. 80 marked the ball, sent it on ahead, and it was just about maybe 3 yards too far. The junior-freshman combo there, Harris and Eliza Nisley. Eliza had a potential shot, but saw Harris just standing there by herself for the dunk. Fed her, Eliza, or there was only one defender back, and she had no chance.
Yeah, that was a perfect pass. It was right where it needed to be, right in front of the goal.
When you get a two-on-one in soccer, take your time,
yep.
Right? Make the smart play, make the easy shot. Don't make it harder than it has to be. 3-0 Warriors now. We have a blowout going here in the first half with 27 seconds remaining. That'll take the wind out of your sails if you're McLaughlin. 2-0, you think you're still half. The Warriors with a dominating first half, 3-0.
The clock doesn't stop. Wait for you to get set up.
No, it doesn't.
The quicker you can get to the ball.
Yeah, no, it keeps running.
And if you take your time getting the ball, then the defense has lots of time to set up.
We got a 10-minute halftime coming up. We'll take a break for a couple of minutes, and we'll come back. Ron's got a few little stats for us. It's not quite as hard as football, Ron.
Oh, no, I got it.
We'll be back with a few thoughts about the first half after these messages on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Soccer. Jeff Clark, along with Ron Huber, Jerry Compton here. In Jed McMullen's scissor lift, 15 feet above the ground.
You can even beat down the field.
And we saw a little bit of that. We saw two fast breaks. One of them was good for the dunk goal by Eliza, where that ball was pushed out ahead, and we think that was 80 that sent that one on ahead to her. And she was able, it was just about maybe 3 yards beyond what Eliza could track down and got to the goalie, but that was about to be the same kind of fast break soccer that speed allows you to do.
Yeah, if that would have been a dry field, that might have been
ball
even
might have
closer.
Checked up.
Yeah. Would have had a little bit of a check.
20 yards out, kind of a few passes back and forth, ended up about 7 or 8 yards out. And then Eliza dumped it over to Ayla, drew the defense, dumped it over to Ayla, just kind of left it for her, and she hammered it home from about 5 yards away. Just outstanding ball movement and control.
There's nothing better when you're a forward than you running forward about 5 to 7. That adrenaline.
So much,
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kick it.
So how would we compare this game with what we saw in league with Dayton and YC, the next two best teams in our league?
I would say with Dayton, I think Dayton, compared to Dayton, has the defense, a little more defense than they do here, pull their players back a little more, but they have a little more on the forward end to stretch you out.
Mm-hmm. And certainly those two teams are a lot more physical than McLaughlin is. We played those other teams four times, and boy, it's just
well, five with districts,
right?
Yeah.
And Jervis, I heard the Jervis team was very physical with our girls.
You wonder sometimes different regions, different parts of the state play a different style of game. We know that's true with basketball for sure. We'll see that. And I wonder if that's also true with soccer. If there's kind of a different style that's just kind of evolves within their leagues over there.
Well, I'm thinking too is, don't you suppose, Jerry, there's a difference as you get closer to the metropolitan areas like Portland or Eugene or one of those that have a lot of club soccer that you're going to run into more skilled players.
Yeah, definitely with the club teams. It's just like any of the other sports.
Who are planning on a career in soccer, some of them. See some outstanding.
These younger kids that are playing, though, have played together for quite a few years. The Nisleys, is it Melissa Nisley?
Yeah.
She's coached these girls since they were second or third graders.
Well, and then one of the things that happened is we knew this good group was coming up, and we started when they were sixth graders, I believe. When the freshmen were sixth graders, we started middle school soccer, and that gave them a chance to play every fall for get more coaching, more time playing together on the field. They could still play their summer soccer, but it gave them a chance to get a little bit longer season in and kind of prepare them more for here, Jerry. They kind of feel each other out a little bit, trying to see what can my opponent do. You do that in basketball too. If you've never played against somebody, you know, can I use this move? Can I try this? What happens? And then as the game goes on, you know, you also kind of start to see what they like to do on the other side of the ball. And, so what we saw was that second half of the first half, so the second quarter of the game, we saw our girls exploit things they knew they could do out there. You saw them get a lot more assertive with certain plays. They're starting to figure the defense out, the skill level, the quickness. Left to right now, and ironically, they're going to be on the end that has better footing now on the offensive end. There's in front of the goal that we just had in the first half, it's a little muddier. And you can see there's like tire tracks and kind of from mowing and things like that down there. That's a little, we're looking forward to that. We are going to have a gorgeous, well-drained soccer field next fall.
That'll be great because the indoor defending now stays fairly wet.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Warriors with the ball to start the second half. Sims with it on the left side, crosses, ball knocked loose, McMullen controls it, the right angle, back towards the middle, centers it up to Harzma. Harzma got a nice, like, 10-minute rest there in the first half. Push it ahead, Sims working against, who is that, Diaz back there, and the ball goes off of Eliza Nisley's foot and out of bounds. Pioneer ball. Good throw into the middle, knocked away by 80. And the ball goes off of Harzma on the sideline and out of bounds. Another throw in. Controlled in the middle of the field towards their end. Herndon with it now. 11. Riley Herndon. Knocked away by 80 and controlled. 80 tries to push ahead, couldn't quite get it to Sims, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Diaz.
Hey, we got a second. You know, I did do some stats.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Ron. Go ahead. Tell us what happened in the first half. I forgot about that.
Well, we had 13 shots on goal, and three of them were successful. They had zero shots on goal. So, Courtney.
Some of that, Kylie.
Kylie had absolutely no saves.
Yeah, she had a couple of balls trickle up to her that she had to go out and walk up to and take. Warriors push the ball back across midfield. 16 is Martinez with the ball in the middle, taken away by Harris, or by Harzma. Harzma right up the middle of the field, controlling it like a point guard, crosses over with the left foot, now feeds Sims. Sims. Gotta send it. She doesn't send it. And instead she puts it back out for 80. 80 to Christensen. Christensen back to Sims on the left side. Sims controls, centers. Nobody there. It was a little bit long for Harzma. Ball still loose. Controlled by Harzma now. Harzma turns.
Oh, nice
feeds
pass.
Sims. You gotta get the shot. There's the shot. No good. Right on the side of the goal. Great effort by Sims and Harzma there.
Great teamwork, great passing.
And continuing to attack. 2.5 minutes into this second half, Warriors with a commanding 3-0 lead in the second round of the OSAA playoffs. I'd like to see Sims come up on that one. She could have almost stolen that from her. Ball's up the right side and out of bounds. Warrior ball on the far sideline. Warrior side of midfield. There's the throw in by McMullen. Back to her. Alyssa, ooh, pushed it a little bit much. Out of bounds. Far side throw in the backfield. 80 up the left side of the middle now. Takes her pass to Eliza in the middle. Eliza turns, flicks it ahead, and knocks it loose. Still controls, back out. Oh, and Harris followed. Wasn't ready. Harris wasn't following in. She thought Eliza was going to get the shot. Arroyo knocked out by the Pioneers.
Yeah, that's a good play by
Arroyo.
Arroyo. She kicked it right off the other girl's legs.
While she was out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hit it into her. Emma Northrup, now there's a throw-in. Yep. That girl is so strong. Ball knocked out of bounds off of 80.
Like I said, that powder puff game, boy, you saw her run. You think, man, she's running back for
football. I think Reagan's place is a fullback next year.
Yeah, well, she has speed and can make cuts.
Well, that's the difference. Between her and Reagan.
Speed. I didn't say it.
Ayla Harzman in the middle of the field pushes up, gets knocked away from behind. Now she feeds ahead. Oh, Sims couldn't hang on to it. Gets loose. Sims up the left side. Can't quite get back to it. And it's controlled by Sanchez.
Oh, swinging it.
Christensen coming up and pushes that ball back up. Oh, just past McMullen in the middle of the field there. Martinez with it. McMullen battles though and takes it away from Barnhart over on the right side to Harris. Harris pushes up the right side, leaves it for McMullen. Can't quite get there. Now does. Battling there. Knocks it away. Good job by McMullen with the steal. Feeds it middle. And there's nobody there. What a great effort by Alyssa McMullen. That should have been a great feed. Very heady play by the freshman. 80 nicely. Takes it up the left side. Knocked away. What are they going to call there? Is that an illegal kick? Or is there a handball? I didn't see what it was.
I think it might have been hands.
Harzma will kick this one in about 35, 40 yards out from the goal on the left angle. Looking to let everybody get kind of set up here. Listening to coach where he wants to go. Right side to Sims who crosses. Ball's loose. Harris pokes it loose. Still loose. Nobody really establishing control there. Finally, Barnhart does ahead, but north midfield.
Two more weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Not quite there yet.
Ball's just kind of back and forth, ping-ponging across the center line and then goes out of bounds to the Warriors on the left sideline for Amity.
Seems like McLaughlin has changed up their form a little bit and then keep
Harry Sims with it, takes it towards the right side, and then pushes it ahead to Ayla Harris at midfield. Ayla dribbles. Oh, knocked out of bounds by number three, Ramos. There's a happy mom right there, Melissa Nicely. Her daughter's got two goals and an assist today, Eliza does. And 80's played very well.
Here's a pass.
Just pass ahead. Eliza chases it down on the right angle. Needs a cross. Crosses. Oh, just led Sims a little too much. Sims chases it down, trying to get it before it gets to the right corner. And does. Controls it out there. Oh. Nice change of direction back towards the goal.
Should go here. Middle.
Feeds Eliza. Eliza back to Sims. Sims cut too hard. Too far ahead of Eliza's pass.
I don't think they saw they had...
Maya was over on this side.
Yeah.
No.
Harris?
Harris,
yeah. She was open on the far post.
She's still open on the far post. Look at her.
Yeah,
she's like, I'm still here. I was here. Ball inbounded to Harzma. Harzma towards the middle, feeds Eliza back to Harzma. Harzma is going to get the shot. Score! No! Yes! I couldn't tell what happened there.
It bounced off the post.
But it ended up going in. Maya Harsma with her first goal of the day. The assist from Eliza Nisley, who's got two assists and two goals now. Chalk those up, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness. What a day for Nisley. Harsma with a great left-footed finish there. It's 4-0, folks. 31 minutes to go in this one.
And these girls are thinking, we got a long ride home to Milton Freewater.
Yeah, I think I talked to one of the parents as I was walking up, and it was a 4.5-hour ride for them.
Well, they played Brookings last on
at
Saturday.
At their place, though. Brookings had to go to them. Yeah, they were the higher seed. So at least they didn't make that two in a row, right?
Right. Well, that wouldn't be anything OSA wouldn't figure
out. Oh, they do that all the time to people. So McLaughlin ball, Pioneers push it up the right side, way up in the right wing there, chased down by Herndon. Herndon crosses it over, but taken by Caden. Oh, back to Herndon. Herndon, a little loose there. 80 comes in and makes the save, knocks it away.
Hurt her leg.
Both of them are down. They check on each other. That's good. Good sportsmanship there. That was an aggressive save by 80. She was not going to give up a shot, even up 4-0. That's a mentality, right?
Those don't feel good when it's 70 degrees, but when it's 40, that hurts.
Those sting for a while. Yeah. They do.
That's why you want to keep running, right? Keep playing, keep doing something. You don't want to come out of the game and try to let it feel better.
Ooh, that's
finally
a shot.
We'll give him a shot on goal on that one. A little left-footed one by Martinez. Kylie takes it without any problem there.
Kylie gets a save.
Easily the best shot they've had today.
The only real shot
they've had today. Herndon with it out towards midfield on the right side. Marked up by McMullen there to Barnhart. Barnhart sends it up the right side. Kylie will come out and field that without any problem. 10 yards out. Kylie Kendall, first year playing high school soccer as a senior.
Done a good job.
Second league all goalie. Second team all league goalie. Only gave up. She's going to get there. She'll track it down by the sideline, baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be a corner kick. Eliza Nisley will take this one from the right corner.
Smart play on her part to kick it off the defender.
That front group gets all the recognition, but Sims, Arroyo, Northrop, and Christensen are very, very tough.
They're playing well. Defense. They've done a good job
they have
back there
all year.
Yeah. It's less glory. It's a lot more physical. You got to check those girls. And you're playing with your back to the goal all the time. Cross in front. Harsma left to Harris. Oh, great save by Guiguerre. Harris with it off of her and out of bounds. Harris fired that Guiguerre with a great save. That was what, maybe a 6 yards out, seven yards?
Yeah, and it was right next to the post too, is right where you want to put it.
Just a great effort by Harris. You don't get a lot with that kind of velocity. She got her feet set there. Excellent crossing corner kick by Eliza Nisley.
Good save by the goalie.
Guiguerre, that's the best play she's made all game. Arroyo, bounces off of her. Northrop will chase it down in the backfield, take it to the left side.
And then outrun everybody.
Then saves it up the left side to McMullen. What a play by Northrop. There's a nice push ahead. It's going to be knocked out of there by Gomez, but picked up by McMullen. McMullen has played a good game. There's a nice pass ahead. If Sims can get to it, she does on the left side. And Sims fighting, feeds her. Fed Eliza Nisley right in front, and it just went left of the goal. What a pass by Sims.
Excellent pass.
Wow. Eliza'd like to have that one back.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Call it in soccer. Harsma fires. It's in! Harsma with a one bouncer from just outside the free kick box. She just wound up and fired. It hopped about 2 yards in front of the goalie and bounced over her as she laid out for it.
Sims made that play with her hustle on the end line.
Yeah.
Yep. Could have just let that goal up. 4-0. Instead, it's 5-0. Harsma with her second goal. I don't know if you give Sims an assist on that or not. I don't know what the rule is.
She kicked it to her.
She crossed it. But
I just don't know how long you can have it in I think in basketball, it's usually two dribbles, and you have to be making a move from the time you get the pass. But
yeah, so Sims is going out.
Sims is out 14. Coming into the game, Lillian Wright out, a freshman, another freshman.
Good player.
And she's being groomed to take Sarah's place there at the 11. The 11 is that front left forward position. You've got the 9 position, that's Eliza, and you've got the 7 position, that's Ayla. So the 7 and the 9 are back. The 11 will be a sophomore next year.
So they kicked before the referee was ready or something. I don't know.
I think it hit the referee.
Oh, yeah. It went off of the official. So they'll spell it up. Martinez sends it up the field. Caden Christensen, who's played really well today, also to Arroyo. I mean, you tell me somebody who hasn't played really well today out here, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody we've talked about has played as well as we've seen them play all year, I think.
Yeah, they're having a great game.
Ayla Harris has been excellent on this right wing.
Good ball control, great passing.
Yep. Played to their strengths all game. 5-0 Warriors. Harzma with 2 goals, Eliza Nisley with 2 goals, and Ayla Harris with a goal. Almost had 2. Ayla will tell you she should have had that one. What a great save by Guguerre. Warriors battling in the backfield.
Here we go.
In the left backfield. Pushes up past Maya, and it's cleared by Carey Sims back out towards midfield. There's a little bloop pass by 15 Banks. Left side, cleared by Arroyo out back towards midfield. Banks ahead to Riley Herndon. Middle of the field, Harzma knocks that pass away and then clears it back towards Barnhart. Barnhart sends it. Northrup controls the ball. Works out towards the right side. Herndon with great speed chases it down in the left corner. A good hip check there by Northrup. And she checks on her. Great sportsmanship there by the Warriors. Martinez fires it up the right side. Kind of crosses it over to the right side to number 2, Perkins. Perkins back out to Barnhart on the right wing. Turns, 20 yards out, takes a shot. Ooh. Kylie Kendall on it. That was a good shot by Barnhart with that left foot. Yeah, she just turned and fired.
That's a good shot. Good shot from distance, and it was quick.
But Kylie tracking that one all the way, using her 5'9 frame and basketball skills to take that one out of the air. Ball out towards midfield. Harris controls it at midfield, sends it to the middle as Eliza. Eliza tips on. Oh. She's got right out up the left side. Lily trying to put the brakes on, does. Back to Eliza, knocked away towards the sideline and can't save it. It'll be Warrior football on the side about, what, probably 8 yards up from the corner. Eliza will throw it in. Good job by Lily. The throw in, knocked away, controlled by McMullen. Back to Eliza. Eliza centers it. Harzma just missed, but Harris is there. Harris will fire. Oh, a little high and wide, right? That one just came off the foot funny. That pass intended for Harzma. Harzma couldn't get to it, but good job by Harris to be watching that on the backside.
Yeah, those are tough to turn around and get on frame on the goal.
Barnhart in the middle of the field, knocked loose. McMullen again takes that one away to 80. 80 back to McMullen. Sends it up the right side to Harris. Harris will track it down in the right corner and wanted to cross. It was knocked away and then out of bounds. Warriors ball about 2 yards up from the corner. Harris with a quick throw in. Looking for McMullen. Not there. Eliza tried to come in. It's knocked away by Gomez and out of bounds. Gomez never saw Eliza coming. It'll be a Warrior corner kick. Great hustle by Eliza. Gomez thought she was going to be able to just clear that ball uncontested. Never anticipated Nisley hustling in like that. It creates a corner kick for the Warriors. Nisley, McMullen marking this side of the goal. There's the shot across the goal. Whoa. A little too far. This one rolls out towards the left corner, cleared there. Caden Christensen comes up, takes it. It's knocked away by number two, Perkins. Warriors control it, 80 to Christensen, to Harzma, who passes that one on, right out in a race, can't quite get there, chased down by Gomez, but right out, battling with her, knocks it out of bounds along the end line.
Went off of right out.
Off of Lily, yeah. But Lily in the right spot there, hustling to be in position. Guerre gives that one and lets number 14, Sanchez, kick it. McMullen at midfield. McMullen playing so confidently today. You know, analyzing midfielders sometimes is hard, right? Because it's not glamorous, but you're really setting up everything else.
Yeah, you.
80 Knisely with a shot on goal. Guerre takes it on one hop. Go ahead, Jerry.
You control the game from the midfield.
Yep. You don't get a lot of stats.
Nope. You don't get a lot of fanfare, but.
And you're always in traffic, right? It's, as a defensive back, a lot of times it's just kind of one-on-one, right? People get to see your skills. Like, in the midfield, you're just in traffic all the time trying to set people up. Speaking of which, 80, controlling that one, but Warriors couldn't handle it, and now it goes out of bounds off of the Pioneers. 20 minutes to go in this one, one quarter of the game left. The Warriors with a 5-0 lead over the visiting Pioneers of McLaughlin High School in Weston McEwen. Throw in by Northrup to 80, Knisely. 80 turns up the left side, pushes it way ahead to right out. Right out needs to cross this one, and it's poked away from her by Gomez.
Corner.
So, Ron, I don't know what we're going to do to take this thing apart. We're going to need it on Saturday, though. I don't know.
We can leave the 2x4, just take the 2.
Just take that off, maybe, yeah, might work. Or we just leave the tarp on, I don't know.
Depends on how windy it's gonna get.
I think we should take the tarp off. Tarp's off, I mean.
It's a new tarp, I know, Ron, I know. Just bought the tarp. It's not like it's an old tarp.
It was for my chickens.
Your chickens will have to wait a few more days.
That's a good thing.
It is. McMullen leaves it for Knisely. 80.
Nice.
Centers it. It bounces. Harris taps it out beyond the box. Crosses over. Still has it. Takes a little dink shot. Couldn't get it past the defensive back, and then it's cleared. Christensen out near midfield takes it. Sends it back over to right out. No, to 80. 80 tried to tip on to right out. Not there. Middle of the field. It's Perkins with it. Over to Barnhart. Barnhart knocked away by Kerry Sims. They battle. Carrie's going to chase this one down on the right side. Oh, it's knocked away from behind. She did not see number 11, Riley Herndon, coming up. Warriors ball, midfield. Emma Northrup hustles over to do the throw in here. Emma, great throw in.
She can throw it.
Yeah, that's a 20-yard throw in. Two hands over the head. Ball's tipped on ahead. Harris battling with Ramos up there, and it's knocked out of bounds. Warriors ball. Eliza hustles up. Whoa, 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 whoa. McLaughlin trying to throw it in. Everybody's confused. Ayla's confused. She thought it was Pioneer ball. Herndon was confused. She was throwing it in, but he had clearly flagged it Warriors direction. Eliza throws it in. It's headed out of there by Martinez up to Herndon. Herndon crosses it over midfield there, but picked up by Caden Christensen. Caden, it's going to be McLaughlin ball on the sideline there.
The one of Amity's really good is their ability to pass the ball. As you can see with McLaughlin, they just have trouble making good passes.
Yeah, I Coach Dyer must have worked on that quite a bit, because the first couple of games I saw, it was a little disconnected on the passing, and as the season progressed, I noticed there was a lot better, shorter, crisper passes that connected with the players.
Well, it's part of that philosophy of slowing down a little bit. Let the game develop in front of you, right? In the left backfield, pushes up past Maya, and it's cleared by Kerry Sims back out towards midfield. There's a little bloop pass by 15 Banks. Left side, cleared by Arroyo, out back towards midfield. Banks, ahead to Riley Herndon, middle of the field. Harzma knocks that pass away and then clears it back towards Barnhart. Barnhart sends it. Northrup controls the ball. Works out towards the right side. Herndon with great speed chases it down in the left corner. A good hip check there by Northrup. And she checks on her. Great sportsmanship there by the Warriors. Martinez fires it up the right side. Kind of crosses it over to the right side to number two, Perkins. Perkins back out to Barnhart on the right wing. Turns 20 yards out. Takes a shot. Whoa. Kylie Kendall on it. That was a good shot by Barnhart with that left foot. Yeah, she just turned and fired.
That's a good shot. Good shot from distance, and it was quick.
But Kylie tracking that one all the way using her 5'9 frame and basketball skills to take that one out of the air. Ball out towards midfield. Harris controls it at midfield, sends it to the middle as Eliza. Eliza tips on. Oh. She's got right out up the left side. Lily trying to put the brakes on, does. Back to Eliza, knocked away towards the sideline and can't save it. It'll be Warrior football on the side about, what, probably 8 yards up from the corner. Eliza will throw it in. Good job by Lily. It's a throw in, knocked away, controlled by McMullen. Back to Eliza. Eliza centers it. Harzma just missed, but Harris is there. Harris will fire. Oh, a little high and wide, right? That one just came off the foot funny. That pass intended for Harzma. Harzma couldn't get to it, but good job by Harris to be watching that on the backside.
Yeah, those are tough to turn around and get on frame on the goal.
Barnhart in the middle of the field, knocked loose. McMullen again takes that one away to 80. 80 back to McMullen. Sends it up the right side to Harris. Harris will track it down to the right corner and crossed, wanted to cross. It was knocked away and then out of bounds. Warriors ball about 2 yards up from the corner. Harris with a quick throw in, looking for McMullen. Not there. Eliza tried to come in. It's knocked away by Gomez and out of bounds. Gomez never saw Eliza coming. It'll be a Warrior corner kick. Great hustle by Eliza. Gomez thought she was going to be able to just clear that ball uncontested. Never anticipated Nisley hustling in like that. It creates a corner kick for the Warriors. Nisley, McMullen marking this side of the goal. There's the shot across the goal. A little too far. This one rolls out towards the left corner, cleared there. Caden Christensen comes up, takes it. It's knocked away by number two, Perkins. Warriors control it, 80 to Christensen, to Harzma, who passes that one on. Right out on a race, can't quite get there. Chased down by Gomez, but right out, battling with her, knocks it out of bounds along the end line.
Went off of right out.
Off of Lily, yeah. But Lily in the right spot there, hustling to be in position. Guguerre gives that one and lets number 14, Sanchez, kick it. McMullen at midfield. McMullen playing so confidently today. You know, analyzing midfielders sometimes is hard, right? Because it's not glamorous, but you're really setting up everything else.
Yeah, you
80 Nisley with a shot on goal. Guguerre takes it on one hop. Go ahead, Jerry.
You control the game from the midfield.
Yep. You don't get a lot of stats.
Nope. You don't get a lot of fanfare, but.
And you're always in traffic, right? It's, as a defensive back, a lot of times it's just kind of one-on-one, right? People get to see your skills. Like, in the midfield, you're just in traffic all the time to set people up. Speaking of which, 80 controlling that one, but Warriors couldn't handle it, and now it goes out of bounds off of the Pioneers. 20 minutes to go in this one. One quarter of the game left. The Warriors with a 5-0 lead over the visiting Pioneers of McLaughlin High School in Weston McEwen. Throw in by Northrup to 80, Nisley. 80 turns up the left side, pushes it way ahead to right out. Right out needs to cross this one, and it's poked away from her by Gomez.
Corner.
So, Ron, I don't know what we're going to do to take this thing apart. We're going to need it on Saturday, though. I don't know.
We can leave the 2x4s. Just take the tube.
Just take that off, maybe. Yeah, might work. Or we just leave the tarp on. I don't know.
Depends on how windy it's going to get.
I think we should take the tarp off. Tarp's off. I mean,
it's a new tarp. I know, Ron. I know. Just bought the tarp. It's not like it's an old tarp.
It was for my chickens.
Your chickens will have to wait a few more days.
That's a good thing.
It is. McMullen leaves it for nicely.
Oh,
80.
Nice.
Centers it. Ooh. It bounces. Harris taps it out beyond the box. Crosses over. Still has it. Takes a little dink shot. Couldn't get it past the defensive back, and then it's cleared. Christensen out near midfield takes it, sends it back over to Rideout. No, to 80. 80 tried to tip on to Rideout, not there. Middle of the field. It's Perkins with it. Over to Barnhart. Barnhart knocked away by Kerry Sims. They battle. Kerry's going to chase this one down on the right side. Oh, it's knocked away from behind. She did not see number 11, Riley Herndon, coming up. Warriors ball, midfield. Emma Northrup hustles over to do the throw in here. Emma, great throw in.
She can throw it.
Yeah, that's a 20-yard throw in. Two hands over the head. Ball's tipped on ahead. Harris battling with Ramos up there, and it's knocked out of bounds. Warriors ball. Eliza hustles over. Whoa, 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 whoa. McLaughlin trying to throw it in. Everybody's confused. Ayla's confused. She thought it was Pioneer ball. Herndon was confused. She was throwing it in, but he had clearly flagged it Warriors direction. Eliza throws it in. It's headed out of there by Martinez up to Herndon. Herndon crosses it over midfield there, but picked up by Caden Christensen. Caden, it's going to be, I think it's going to be McLaughlin ball on the sideline there.
The other one of Amity's really good is their ability to pass the ball. As you can see with McLaughlin, they just have trouble making good passes.
Yeah, Coach Dyer must have worked on that quite a bit, because the first couple of games I saw, it was a little disconnected on the passing, and as the season progressed, I noticed there was a lot better, shorter, crisper passes that connected with the players.
Well, it's part of that philosophy of slowing down a little bit. Let the game develop in front of you, right? Trying to get it up to Eliza at midfield, knocked away by Herndon. So they center it again. This time it's Arroyo up to Rideout. Rideout trying to lead 80 up the left side, a little too close to Herndon. Now it's knocked away off of 80. Now she chases it down. 80 centers it to Eliza. Eliza going to turn. Tried to feed Harris. Couldn't do it. Oh, she had Harris.
Yeah, that was a good thought. That was good.
She tried to go from the middle of the attack there to the right side to Harris, and it got knocked away.
Just barely tipped it.
Warriors control it. Harzma dribbles past the midfielders up into the front court. Gets it over to Eliza. Eliza pushes on to right out. You got to get the shot. Oh, they're going to call her offsides.
Yeah, I was close. She's about a step ahead.
Why is he's holding it up. There's no whistle. There we go. Only the referee in the middle has a whistle, right?
Yep.
That's the problem. He's holding a flag up over here. Everybody's still playing because the official didn't see it.
Well, he should have seen. He's saying, yeah, I missed it.
So a little bit of information that I didn't realize in 3A soccer is the field size can vary from
exactly
from team to team.
Yeah.
From school to school.
And we have one of the bigger ones. Yep.
And you play on Jervis. Jervis's is about at least 25 to 30 yards short. And our boys played, well, Western Christian Amity boys played on Jervis. And, man, that's such, talk about an unfair advantage.
Warriors with the ball right out on the left wing. Checks it up. Loses that one, but it's controlled by McMullen to 80. 80 sends it over to Harris on the right angle. Harris through the legs of Barnhart, crosses over on her. Centers it to Eliza. Eliza turns. Oh, is trying to feed Harzma, but it was behind her. Rideout has it. Back out to Eliza. Eliza back to Rideout on the left wing. Rideout, not quite sure what she wants to do there. A little tentative. Christensen sends it back to the middle. Eliza tries to control and can't. Now it's forwarded back up towards midfield. Arroyo coming across, can't get to it. Herndon with a nice play there. Kylie will come out and grab that one harmlessly as the other Herndon was trying to chase it down. That might have been Banks, that, or not Banks, but Perkins that sent it on.
Early on, Kylie would have not left the goal.
Yeah, she would have waited, not sure what to do.
Learned so much.
Yeah. She kicks this one on up. 80 tips it ahead with a knee over on the right side as she crosses midfield. Barnhart bodies her pretty hard. No call. Sends it on ahead. Gomez battling it. Eliza takes it from her. Sends it back to Ayla. Oh, can't quite get to it. Gomez kicks it off of Ayla's backside as she turned to her. And Eliza tried to come in for the steal. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Trying to come in all the way in for that steal like she did to Gomez earlier. Got the corner kick on it. This time coming in, trying to steal that from the defensive back as they control it in front of the goalie. McLaughlin ball, 13 minutes to go in this playoff game. Warriors up 5-0. Dominating performance by all the usual suspects. There's a clear, kind of an icing. Send it on up ahead. Arroyo did not need to do that. She sends it out of bounds, but it gives everybody a chance to get a breather. It'll kill 30 or 40 seconds. Got some subs coming in. Give me some numbers, folks. Is that Juarez and...
And...
I don't know who the second one is.
See that number.
Out of the game.
Of course, she's going to have long
looks
hair.
Looks like McMullen and...
Number eight.
Yeah.
McMullen and Carey Sims out of the game.
And Ali Delgado.
Meza.
Yeah, they didn't put their last name on the roster.
Meza into the game. Oh, I see what you're saying. Ball centered. Harzma with it. Turns. Heads up towards midfield with the dribble. Across midfield. Still controlling. Defense gives ground. Now sends it up the left side to Rideout. Rideout chases it down. Well beyond the box out there. Pushes ahead. Take the shot. Over to Harzma. She'll take it. Tried to center it. Oh, it's going to be Harris. Harris drills it. Oh, a little wide right. That's the second one she's had sail to the right.
Bunch of good passes.
Yeah, great passes. What do you think time of possession is from Amity versus?
80-20.
80-20?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was somewhere in there.
It's pretty impressive.
I was thinking it was.
Herndon controls it midfield. Knocked away by Arroyo. Sorry. And now 80 clears it to the left side. She's a little shaken up.
A little slow.
That one, kind of an inside the leg contact there from Herndon. Both of them shake it up a little bit. Might be a good time to get 80 out of the game. Midfield is such a physical position.
Physical position and the amount of miles. It'd be interesting to know if you had a mile tracker on one of those
GPS trackers. Yeah.
To see how many miles they went in a game.
Here he comes. He heard you.
Well, when you see one of your star players take a shot like that, I think you got a sub, but he's not going to, no?
Yeah, five's got her. Five's warming up.
Oh. I mean, I think 80's okay, but it's just like, okay, you're tired. There's 10 minutes to go. You got a 5-goal lead. Good chance for other girls to get some state playoff experience.
Absolutely.
Ball controlled by the Warriors midfield. It's Harzma. Harzma takes her time dribbling through some traffic. Leaves it wide left for Whiteout. Whiteout's got to take that shot. There's an attempted shot there by 16, Juarez, right? Not much on it, though. Christensen back towards the middle. Eliza battling there. It's Harzma coming out of there with it. Harzma can't win that battle, but right out with it. Ball's loose by the baseline. They're going to kick it out of bounds on the side. It'll be Warrior ball.
Goalie should have definitely come up and got that one.
Goalie's tired, man.
Yeah, I think that's a let's give everybody a breather out of bounds.
Yep.
Now here comes number five in for. You called it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said he pulled 80 out.
Yeah, I think after that last collision, it's like, okay, she's tired. Why take a chance?
So
got a big game.
Number five is Diaz.
So Saturday's game will be against the winner of Sisters and whoever they're playing, but Sisters is the 5 seed. So I think it should be 4 versus 5. McLaughlin brings it inbounds. Herndon at midfield with it. Backs it up a little. Knocked away by Eliza. Eliza pushes ahead past number 20. Eliza towards the top of the box. Takes the shot and got it! Goalie went left. Eliza. Goalie went to her left. Eliza went to her left. And that was wide open. Goalie guessed wrong on that one. Eliza with her third goal of the game. She's got two assists to go with it.
Almost looked like she didn't quite expect her to shoot it from there.
Yeah, she was about 5 yards past the top of the box. Sisters plays the Lakeview Paisley co-op. So I'm assuming that's going to be Sisters with the win there. Sisters is a big school. Just came down from 4A to 3A this year.
It's today at 5 o'clock, and it's probably in snow.
Yeah, Sisters. Oh. Yeah, soccer season in the Cascades is different.
My son's team played at Klamath Falls last night.
How'd that go?
Henley. 3-1, they beat Cascade.
Yeah.
But it was 33 degrees.
Ball pushed ahead.
6:30 game.
Herndon. Back towards the middle, knocked away. Harzma controls, sends it ahead. Harris. Tips it on. Sends it on again. Nowhere to go there. Well, no Eliza. Sarah Sims is back in for Eliza. No, Eliza's still in, but Eliza's back at midfield. So they've changed it up a little bit. Eliza took 80 spot. Sarah went back to the forward. Harzma with a good pass there. It's back to Eliza. Eliza over to Harris. Harris tries to feed the middle to Harzma. Warriors are basically playing four forwards right now. Look at them all pushed up. Harzma's a midfielder, but she's pushed way up like a fourth forward. Trying to get that seventh goal.
Yeah, we'll have to see where Eliza's playing. Once in a while, he'll switch them, and he might have done that.
He's got Eliza back here at midfield because, but it's not. No, Harzma's still at midfield, too, but she was pushed way up. So 80 went out. Sarah came in for her. Sarah doesn't play midfield.
Juarez is forward.
Right out was. Juarez is pushing up from back, I think. There's five of them up there, Ron. They're not all forwards.
I know.
Now, the forwards right now are, I think we've got Harris at the 7, Sims at the 9, and right out at the 11 up there. I just want to say it in a way that'll make sense when Andy listens to it later. And he can tell me if I'm wrong. Eliza at midfield, trying to control it, ends up in Herndon's feet. Herndon with the dribble, sends it over across, but it's knocked away by Christensen, who's been everywhere back there today. It's back to the other Herndon. She feeds her sister, but Eliza cuts that off. Eliza up the right side, now sends it back. Nobody there, but Sims pushes up and makes Gomez have to work a little bit for it now. And now Harzma picks off the pass. Dribbles up through the middle of the field looking for her third goal. Cuts by, takes a shot. Oh, got the foot of Diaz, or Ramos, and bounced harmlessly to the side. McLaughlin clears it back to center field. Emma Northrup sends it way up over on the left side. 6.5 minutes to go in this one, folks. Right out, battling a couple of white jerseys there, sends it to Christensen, who centers it back towards the top of the box off the feet of Herndon, but cleared by the defensive back. Christensen again, this time to Eliza. Eliza pushes up the left side. Oh, try to leave it for Christensen. She gets back to it. Feeds up the middle. Gomez clears up to Perkins. Eliza's getting to have some fun now. Getting to run all over the place and take the ball from people.
She'd be another one I'd be getting out.
Yeah, I think by moving her back to midfield, though, she's kind of getting a little bit of a, not having to, I don't know. Maybe in the next couple of minutes, right? I don't know who's left on the bench. If you don't want to put Eliza back in, you could put McMullen back in. She's out.
80 back in.
Nah, you're not going to put 80 back in.
Well, that's what I mean.
Eliza's it. No, that's what I said. You could put McMullen back in for Eliza.
Stephanie's warming up right now.
Oh, okay. There we go. Oh, is that Eliza? No, who is that? What number is that? Is that 2? Kenzie Cower?
I think so.
I think it is. Eliza across midfield with it. Tries to push way ahead. Harris gets it. Harris
center.
Tries to center it. Oh. Couldn't quite get it to Sims. Good play by Gomez. Back to Eliza. Eliza to Harris on the right wing. Centers it to Harzma. Harzma sends it out left, right out. Picks it up out there.
Oh,
battling there. Right out's going to have to work on those little moves there under duress. Oh, and there's a shot from behind.
He didn't call it.
Nope, he said it was okay.
Play on.
That was, who was that for us taking that shot? They push it ahead to Eliza on the right side. Eliza breaks down towards the corner, crosses it. Goalie handles it, Guerre right in front of the net. Good job by Eliza to get another, not so much, it's a shot on goal, but that's not really the benefit of it. If that ball had popped loose, somebody gets a dunk.
Yeah, there was a, I didn't see the
number. There's a blue jersey there.
Yeah, there was a blue jersey standing.
It might have been
right
Sims.
There.
Sims are right out.
You get the goalie focused on that cross, and if they don't handle it cleanly, 16 Juarez with it, tries to center it. Harris, nice move there, crosses Oops. Over, center of the field. Battling through some traffic there. Still has it. Sends it out to Eliza. Take that shot. Boom. She doesn't. She gets it back to Harris. Harris will take a shot. Takes a bounce, and Guerre covers it up. But again, you've got Sims right in front there if that ball pops loose.
Yeah. I'm guessing Dyer's worked on them with loose ball drills.
Yeah, we know we're over the weight limit, Reg. We've got about 3 minutes left in this one.
Stay right
6-0
there.
Warriors.
Stay right there in case we fall.
Harzma controls it.
We'll jump into his arms.
Catch us.
Up to Christensen. Christensen on the left side. Tries to feed right out. Gets past everybody up there. Gomez controls it. Right out. Battle in a couple.
Heck yeah.
Over to Harzma. Back to right out. Right out. Tries to recenter it to Juarez. Didn't get enough on it. Picked off there by Perkins. Christensen can't handle that one, and it ends up in Northrup's control in the backfield. Northrup out towards the left sideline. Controls it back and then sends it back across midfield. There's a long push up the field by Perkins, but there's nobody back there but Eliza. Eliza up the right side with it. Sends it back across midfield to Harris. Harris controls. Ayla works left, now goes right. She has beaten her man about 8 times with a couple of different moves there. Still has it.
Oh,
the boys are loving it. It's just like the crossover in basketball, right?
Break somebody's ankle.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Herndon with a chance to go one-on-one.
Kylie.
The goal knocked away by Kylie! Herndon had the one-on-one with Kylie. Kylie got out there, took the angle, and knocked it away. Kylie Kendall with her best save of the year.
That was a gutsy save.
That was one-on-one with their striker. Great job by Kylie to preserve the shutout. Harzma ahead. Harris has got it on the right wing. A chance to get to 7 here. Harris taking her time. Crosses back over with the left foot. Takes the shot to the middle. What was that?
Oh, she...
Ball's loose in there. Finally knocked away. Minute and 13 to go. Eliza with it. Back towards midfield. Pushes up the right side. Centers it. Juarez. Back over to Harris. Harris, her ball control is pretty good today. Juarez with a shot, past the defender. The defender Sanchez tried to put a foot out and stop it. It went right past her foot. Guerre with the save. 45 seconds left to go on this one, folks. Hey, we've had fun. This has been good. 6-0 Warrior win coming up here. Barring the Warriors getting another one, they've had some shots here on goal the last 5 minutes. Right out with it on the far left side. Tries to center it. Knocked away by Sanchez. 25 seconds to go. Up the right side and out of bounds. Warrior ball.
We might see some subs right now.
Well, you're not going to. I don't know why. There's 15 seconds.
They're coming in. The ref stopped the game.
Andy just said, look at the clock. So back into the game. Yeah. Chance for some people to get a round of applause.
Ayla Harris.
What a game.
Boy, she had a good game.
She only had one goal, but boy, she put a clinic on in a lot of ways out there with her ball handling, and she put a lot of pressure on him from this side. Makes it hard to cover Eliza when she's got that on the other side. Oh, did you see 80 winding up to kick that one? She was going to get the last shot of the game, and it got knocked away right as she wound up. She was going to take about a 30-yard shot at that. We are done,
there
folks. Final score, Amity Warriors 6, and the McLaughlin Pioneer season ends with no goals here at Amity High School. What an effort by those Warriors. All right, Ron, our goal scoring today.
We got Harson has two goals on 5 shots. Eliza's got 3 goals on 9 shots.
Wow.
And Harris has 1 goal on 3 shots.
So there you go.
So
6 goals. Who had the assists in the game that we know of?
No, don't do that.
You didn't get the assists?
No.
Oh, I thought you had assists. It's not like you have to mark much down.
Well,
I know Eliza had 2 assists. I was tracking that. Eliza had a couple of assists. I don't know if we had any other assists or not.
You can count on one finger how many times I've kept stats first. Soccer game.
Well, we'll count on 2 fingers on Saturday.
That's right.
That's where we're going to be back. We don't have a start time yet on Saturday, I don't think, do we? I assume it's going to be an
TBA.
Early afternoon game, probably 1 or 2 o'clock. So, hey, make sure you check osaa.org. Go to the girls soccer section. Check out the bracket there, and you can have you can come back here and listen if you can't be here for the game. We hope you make it. It's a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun here at Amity High School. We're going to play probably Sisters High School. It's going to be a little tougher game than this one was. But, hey, a great year already for these Warrior girls and a chance to get through another round of the playoffs. Jerry, any closing thoughts?
Coach Dyer had a great game plan. Their time of possession, the score definitely reflects the time of possession. And great game. Great effort from everybody. Even when they were up, did you notice how much effort they kept up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And
then
the defense is really
great team win, great defense.
I don't think you can, when you look at the starters who were out there, I don't think you can find one of them that didn't have a good game.
No.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can say one group played better than the other. I think everybody did their job.
They did a great job as the girls come over here in their traditional walk across the field, holding the hands to see their fans as they advance on to the third round of the state playoffs. It'll be here Saturday sometime. Check back on the bracket at osa.org to get the exact time on that, and we'll be back on the air with it. So until then, have yourself a great evening, everybody.